Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good Friday morning. And unfortunately, a sad Friday morning as we see events unfolding in New Zealand. It is really, really tragic. 49 people killed. 49 killed. Dozens, including young children, injured. The target this time, a couple of mosques. And unfortunately, this is another situation where the usual suspects have taken this opportunity to politicize this. It's absolutely mind-boggling what has happened. But it is to be expected by people who, unfortunately, have political agendas that are much more important than focusing on comforting those who are going through tragedy. 49 killed. Right now, three people are in custody. One charged with murder after at least one heavily armed shooter mowed down Muslim worshipers at Friday prayer. And the crazy thing about this was broadcast over social media, a live stream of this terror attack. 28-year-old Australian-born citizen in custody after claiming responsibility for the attacks in Christchurch and allegedly posting a white nationalist manifesto immediately after the murder spree. The Prime Minister of Australia has described this person as an extremist, right-wing, violent terrorist. He and three others who were detained, one of which was later released, were not on any watch lists, and one was a woman. The Prime Minister going on to say these are people I would describe as having extremist views that have absolutely no place in New Zealand and, in fact, have no place in the world. This is one of New Zealand's darkest days, the Prime Minister of New Zealand saying the killings happened in a place where people should have been expressing their religious freedom, where they should have been safe. In addition to the dead, health officials saying 48 people getting treatment at Christchurch Hospital for gunshot wounds. The patients ranging from young children to adults, the injuries range from minor to critical. A dozen operating theaters being used there, and some patients will need multiple surgeries. And tragically, we've also learned there is now a connection to a South Carolina killer. One of the people detained in this terrorist attack at two mosques claimed in a 74-page manifesto that he posted to several social media sites, he was inspired in part by none other than Dylan Roof, the South Carolina man who killed nine people in a racist attack at a church in Charleston back in 2015. As I mentioned, the attacker recorded video footage of his attack from a helmet camera. Was posted onto Facebook, also wrote this manifesto ahead of the attack in which he railed against people from Islamic nations and immigrant birth rates and described himself as racist. As I mentioned, this is yet another occasion where the political types have weighed in already and cannot help but to bring politics into this. There is something to be said in the positive for what's happened today. And that is, this could have been much worse. We had two mosques targeted during these attacks. And we've learned that an armed man reportedly fired back at the shooters in one of these areas. The local man with a gun fired on the shooters after they unleashed multiple gunshots on the mosque in Linwood. The armed man actually ran after the shooters, firing two shots at them with a rifle or a shotgun as they undertook their escape. It makes you wonder, had this person not been at that particular location, might we have seen more carnage? Another news account of this, the New Zealand Herald reporting the shooting at the second mosque stopped by an armed Muslim who chased the shooters and fired two shots at them as they sped off. How many times do we have to hear this to understand that gun-free zones are not safe for anybody? They are not. The only way to stop this kind of carnage is to be prepared to meet force with force. That's the only way you can do it. Otherwise, it's open season. As usual, we have the usual suspects who are coming out and questioning the idea of communicating about thoughts and prayers. I just want to revisit some things I've communicated before, but they're worth saying again. First off, this is a reminder that evil is real. Evil is real. It emanates from the human heart, from the very depths of the human heart. Legislation has not, is not, and never will solve this problem. It won't. And to those who hold the idea that thoughts and prayers are not the appropriate response right now, I ask you, what the heck do you propose? What do you propose? Obviously not on this scale, but I've been involved in some counseling situations in recent months, and one of the lines I've repeated over and over again, sometimes there are simply no good answers. The only thing you can find is comfort. And that's what the people of New Zealand need right now. Comfort. Can we just offer that in some form? And yes, those thoughts and prayers, very appropriate for right now. Your thoughts in this as we continue our Friday broadcast. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, coming up, going to share with you the moronic rantings of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez responding to these mosque shootings. These people are just so devoid of soul. None at all. And I think this is part of what's wrong. Everything has become politicized. Everything's about politics. Can we just be human beings for a little while? That would be my appeal in this situation. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Yeah, truly sad occurrence there. And what's even sadder is the politicization of it, as you're talking about. I mean, I'm just waiting for one of the talking heads to come out and say, "Oh, the shooters were wearing Make America Great Again hats." Anyway, the evil is out there. No legislation can take that away. It's only the will of what's good that's in the world, and there's a lot of it out there. And the good has to continue to prevail. And and keep the good fight, I would say. Very sad, though, for that to have taken place.
It certainly
it'll
is.
Continue, it'll only continue while I think somebody like Ocasio is just as evil. She doesn't have a firearm. She's not taking lives directly, but with that kind of attitude and summation of the situation, she's every bit as guilty, in my opinion.
Well, it certainly sets people up for victimhood. That's what it does, Rob. Because as I understand it, New Zealand has among the most restrictive of gun laws. What else do you possibly do in this situation? What do you do? Do you set up a pre-crime unit? That's my question. What else do you have to offer? Amir in Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was actually watching. I completely agree with your point that we shouldn't be making labels and putting labels on all the stuff that's going on and politicizing it. Tulsi Gabbard on CNN, she was trying to be labeled. They were trying to label her, and she made a great point. She said, as a soldier, I focus on my objective, and I don't allow labels to separate us or divide us. And that's what's happening with the labels they try to put. This was not a label. This cannot be labeled in a separate way. It should just be looked at as ignorance and evil. And that ignorance and evil is across all races, unfortunately, across all religions, and it's hidden in all those things, even though the majority of it is beautiful and mostly love. But that ignorance and evil, if we label it, we distract from going after the actual root of the problem, and we let it get away by distracting us. We need to focus on at the root of it. What is this? Get away from the label. Stop dividing. And at the root of it, this is just ignorance and evil, and we need to educate and help each other understand one another better, but stop labeling and attacking each other about it.
I really could not build upon that, Amir. I appreciate your call. Over on the text line, Vince, evil's always existed in the world since the time Cain killed his brother Abel with a rock, sewn into the fabric. As human beings, no government or group of people will change that. Veronica says simply, preach. Thank you for your comments on the shooting. The need to meet force with force. The fact that evil is present among us. Again, what do I remind you of that I shared a little bit earlier? And at that second location, there is an armed person. And these people started fleeing. It's not complicated. The question is, are we going to set ourselves up to be sitting ducks? That's the question. Because this is exactly what the left wants to happen in America, where we will be defenseless in this kind of situation at all. I mean, you will not have any means to protect yourself. None. Very unfortunate. This texter saying, New Zealand's a gun-grabbing country. How is that bystander able to get a rifle? I'm glad he did, but it doesn't add up. I'm sure there will be some investigation there. This I don't agree with, but I get where this person's going. Why can't we accept that we're just animals with higher thought processes? I would just contend with you, that we're not animals, but I will tell you this. If we keep telling ourselves that's what we are, that's what we will become. Very unfortunate. Let us go out to a call with Grimes, I believe, in Wilmington. Good morning, Grimes.
Hey, how you doing, Vince?
All right, sir.
Yes, I want to talk about this. Now, from what I've heard, this terror attack was in Australia or is it in New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Separate events. So there's nothing going on in Australia? I only have a couple of channels.
It is New Zealand.
All right, and it's at the Christ Church in the Southwest Pacific.
That's the name. Yes, that's the name of the city.
So it's not like in a mainland continent. It's pretty much an island isolated all by water.
Yes.
So, and there's no guns allowed, so who had the guns?
There is the million-dollar question. Where did they come from? See, I thought once you outlaw guns, shouldn't all the guns be gone? They've actually been confiscated. So where did they come from? You've raised some very, very good questions here. David in Denver, good morning. David, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. You made the comment about a pre-crime unit?
Yes.
There's, you're probably aware there is legislation up now to be able to confiscate guns based on suspicions of people that think that a guy might be dangerous, that he might be mentally unstable. And that opens a can of worms for a whole lot of abuse, especially with, you know, husband and wife situations, domestic issues, where, you know, somebody might, or a neighbor might go, you know, I don't like that guy, and I know he's got a gun, I'm going to report him. And what the government will be able to do, according to, and there are some Republicans that are behind this, of confiscating a law-abiding citizen's firearm, and he would, I think, 21 days, he would not be without his gun for 21 days, and would have to go back in and do an appeal to get his gun back. And there are Republicans that are supporting this.
And I think you've described this well. All it takes is a vindictive person who can just raise a question. Who's not already seen this in the domestic violence area, where people just come up with flimsy accusations or speculations? And, you know, because we're supposed to believe the victims all the time. This is what we're told, right? All it takes is an accusation. This is also abused in social services, by the way. Sean, you got about 30 seconds or 45 seconds here.
Oh, my God. There you go with the little 30 seconds. Let me get to my main point. We had a shooting in Charleston by a Caucasian person. We had a shooting up in Pittsburgh by a Caucasian person. And we got a shooting here by a Caucasian person. The final point is, what are we going to get serious about? There's some Caucasian people that's really racist in this world, and quit talking about the Second Amendment gun and just be truthful of the fact that we got some racist white people in this world, and we need to address that, not just because it's all about guns.
So how do you address that, Sean?
Shot by Caucasian people.
Sean,
yes.
How do you address that?
First of all, we need to address that there is some racism among your callers that listen and want to spin around all this as somebody has a gun. When you go to church, you don't want to be thinking about there's maybe somebody shooting. There may be a shoot. You want to go have faith in the Lord, believe that everything will be gone. And you're talking about, well, there should be some gun protection in the churches. Ain't nobody thinking about that, Vince.
All righty. We'll get more of your thoughts as we continue our Friday broadcast. Stay with us. Over on the text line, we don't need more guns for security. Just remain patient during mass shootings, and the police will be along in 20 minutes or so to put up yellow tape. Wow, that's a cynical perspective, huh? But I get the idea. Get exactly what this person is saying. Vince, concentrate hard and try to imagine how very little I could possibly care about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and what she thinks. Well, we're going to share what she has to say in just a few minutes. It's really maddening. Alan out of Greer is a 67-year-old gun-owning Jew. My gun goes to temple with me every time. I've carried for 45 years. Good for you. Who cares what AOC says? Because she's a hired actress just playing a role, like Omar and Tlaib. They were all hired by the same group. Some of the perspectives here before we get to more of your calls. Let's share these comments. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez responded to the mass shootings at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, by questioning the thoughts and prayers often expressed in sympathy with victims. At first, I thought of saying, imagine being told your house of faith isn't safe anymore. But I couldn't say imagine because of Charleston, Pittsburgh, Sutherland Springs. What good are your thoughts and prayers when they don't even keep the pews safe, she concluded. For the past few years, many advocates of gun control have responded to mass shooting events by openly mocking the expression thoughts and prayers. And this story, done by Breitbart, gives examples. You've heard them before. But Ms. Ocasio-Cortez later clarified what she meant in her tweet and criticized, guess whom? What organization does she go after, John? Take one guess.
The NRA?
You better believe it. Figures. Criticizing the National Rifle Association. Thoughts and Prayers is reference to the NRA's phrase used to deflect conversation away from policy change during tragedies. By the way, New Zealand has more restrictive gun laws than those in the United States. It is not yet clear how the murderer or murderers obtained the weapons used in the attack. And we told you about this. An armed Muslim man chased the shooters and fired two shots at them as they sped off from one of the sites targeted. And by the way, there's more. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez also retweeted a claim that President Donald Trump had inspired the shootings. The hashtag New Zealand mosque shooting hits very close to home for American Muslims. Why? Because New Zealand terrorists admit 45 and American right-wingers radicalized them. Use the same logos as Charlottesville Nazis. Cite the same white supremacy online hate as do American white supremacists. So there you go. Just doesn't stop, does it? Let's go out to a call from John in Fort Mill. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I knew that the morning I heard it, I knew that CNN would blame Trump and tie things together. Yeah, my sister, if I could read something, just a paragraph, my sister sent me something that it didn't get any national headlines. It was about a Muslim student in Minnesota. She sets fire to a Christian school to protest against Trump. If I could read it quick, it says, the protests against President Trump got out of hand in St. Louis when a Muslim college student from Minneapolis attempted to burn down a Christian school, lighting four fires, endangering the lives of 33 children. A college student, she has been charged for intentionally setting four fires, but she did this thing protesting President Trump, but this got no national news media attention at all from CNN. And same thing with Arab Spring. It seems like in the Middle East, you have radical Muslims burning down churches, beheading Christians. It doesn't get any news, but something like this gets a lot of news.
So well, it certainly does. Because it helps to feed the narrative that they want to promote, John, and we know how this works. It's just like clockwork. Can always count on them to come up with the same talking points. Let's go to Greenville and Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Vince. I got two quick things. First, I heard a couple of you callers bemoaning the fact that we have labels and they don't like labels and that sort of thing. That's just really, really impressive. I wish some of them would put their money where their mouth is and go out and open a store and put all the products on the shelf with no labels and see how well it does. Because labels do serve a purpose, whether they like it or not. But, yeah, I guess some people don't know how to read. And also, I'm kind of curious, have you said anything about the deal with Sandy Hook where I think it was Connecticut Supreme Court said they can sue Remington?
Yes. I think we touched on that briefly yesterday. Perhaps we should spend some more time on this. Appreciate your call there, Robert, because this is going to be another line of attack. Another line of attack against gun manufacturers. Let's go out to Keith in Rock Hill. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Mr. Vance. How are you, sir?
Doing well, sir.
Are you going to be at the Handcake Breakfast tomorrow?
That is my plan.
Well, I may see you there. I called about the Remington lawsuit issue. Vince, do you not think this opens up a can of worms that we may not be able to close?
I mean, could not understand the last thing you said. Could you repeat that again?
I'm sorry. I said, do you not think this possibly opens up a can of worms that we may not be able to close?
Oh, believe me, this is this blows things wide open.
You know, can I sue McDonald's for making me fat? Can I sue Oneida for manufacturing the fork, when my son gets carpal tunnel, can I sue Playboy? It's a line that just can't stop. And you understand what I'm saying?
I certainly do, Keith. And to add some more information to this story, this is thought to be a big setback for the gun industry. Connecticut's top court said families of victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre could move ahead with their lawsuit against Remington Arms Company over marketing of military-style Bushmaster weapons. This is the first-of-its-kind decision. The state Supreme Court said the families could sue for wrongful marketing. Think about this for a moment. Wrongful marketing under a state unfair trade practice law. Now, the court reinstated a suit dismissed by a trial judge back in 2016, adopted the family's novel way around a federal law that protects the gun industry from liability. Just by getting this suit to trial, the families now hope to gain access to gun makers' internal communications, which may aid others seeking to pursue similar suits growing out of gun violence. Yes, this is going to be interesting if this thing proceeds and if they succeed at what they're trying to do here. This could be devastating, not just for these gun companies, but for our rights as citizens. We better keep a close eye on this one. Be sure to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with WBT and our very own Boomer Von Cannon at the 23rd Annual Charlotte Goes Green Festival. It is tomorrow. The parade kicking off 11 a.m. North Tryon and 9th Street Uptown. Admission is free. For more information and details, go to WBT.com/events. On the text line, in response to this lawsuit against Remington, this texter says, time to start suing the alcohol industry for drunk drivers. If gun makers can be sued for wrongful marketing, so can the mayors and governors of sanctuary cities and states. Yeah, try that one. See how well that works. Vince, I know this has been said before, but I think it's worth repeating. Why not stop talking about AOC and her worthless words, and she'll eventually go away? She hasn't done anything worth talking about. I think we shouldn't talk about her until she's done something. Alrighty. There you go. One way of approaching the situation. By the way, if you'd like to talk with us in some way, our Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. The other interesting story we're following, earlier in the week, we had a conversation with our friend Greg Feith, former investigator with the NTSB. And man, this story about this plane crash has taken some new twists and turns that are quite disturbing. They have found a piece of the plane from the crash site on Sunday that shows the jet was set to dive. And one of the other accounts about the plane indicates it swung up and down hundreds of feet. Now, I want to put that in perspective because I'm sure you've experienced turbulence. And as I understand it, in talking with pilots, most of the time what you're feeling are variations of probably, you know, tens of feet at best. Imagine going up and down hundreds of feet. This had to be absolutely horrifying. And then you get into questions about conflicts of interest. The FAA has close ties to the manufacturer questioned. You see, one of the things that a lot of people do not know about the FAA, it has two purposes. One of them is to promote aviation. The other is to promote aviation safety. And at times, those things are going to be at odds with one another. Here's what we know about this piece. A screw-like device found in the wreckage of the Boeing 737 MAX that crashed Sunday. indicates the plane was configured to dive. It's a piece of evidence that helped convince U.S. regulators to ground this plane. The FAA on Wednesday cited unspecified evidence found at the crash scene as part of the justification for the agency to reverse course and temporarily halt flights of Boeing's largest selling aircraft. Up until then, American regulators held off as nation after nation grounded the plane. A little bit more about this piece. It's called a jack screw. It's used to set the trim that raises and lowers the plane's nose. A preliminary review of the device and how it was configured at the time of the crash indicated it was set, and this is a key piece of evidence, to push down the nose. The jack screw, combined with a newly obtained satellite flight track of the plane, convinced the FAA there were similarities to the October 29th crash of the same MAX model off the coast of Indonesia. In that earlier accident, a safety feature on the Boeing aircraft was repeatedly trying to put the plane into a dive as a result of a malfunction. All 157 people aboard that Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 died on Sunday, shortly after the plane took off. The pilot reported an unspecified problem and was trying to return to the airport. This information about the jack screw is new, by the way. And I'd be very curious, once we have a conversation with Greg Feith or someone else in this industry, it's quite intriguing to hear about this, because one of the contentions from Greg Feith was his belief was that based on what he knew before this information came out, just turning off the automation and flying the plane would seem to solve the problem. I'm curious as to whether he would hold to the same view at this point, and whether this does indeed explain why we've not had incidents like this in the United States. And hopefully, we'll continue to have safety with this particular airliner. But this is new information that has just come out. There is another jack screw incident that happened with Alaskan Air. I think it was 2000 was the year, where they failed to grease the jack screw at the recommended time frames. And as a result, the jack screw ultimately worked its way completely loose. And you can pretty much expect what happens there. That plane crashed. If you have the opportunity to watch that episode of Air Crash Investigation, it's really one of the scariest episodes. It'll give you some sense of the kind of problem you'd deal with if a jack screw is not working correctly. But we'll continue to follow this story as well, because this is a very important story. The impact that will have on air travel, aviation, safety in the days to come. Still getting your thoughts on this Remington story, because a lot of you are very much exercised about this. If you hold on, we will get to more of your calls coming up. Also, to tell you about a very important movie that's going to shed light on the abortion industry, we'll talk about that and much more in hour number two of our broadcast. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.